Hello, welcome to Base Camp for Men. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that gives you insights and resources in how to live a more courageous life. We look to assist you on your hero's journey in any way that we can. Truth is our compass, humanity, our tribe. Welcome and let's get started. Hello, Base Campers. I hope you're all doing well. Of all the subjects that I have covered over the 7 seasons of Base Camp, none has given me more grief online from others than the Q drops and devolution in my viewpoints on them. It's funny because I used to get a bunch of crap for my views on COVID and the jabs, but with everything that's been revealed and all the health issues that the vaccinated are having, that particular brand of ridicule has died down to next to nothing. I wonder why. Even my take on extraterrestrials do not get the ha-ha-has online the way that my take on devolution and Q does. It's interesting, isn't it? People will nod along with me riffing about Pleiadians and Galactic Federation, which we know to be real, by the way, before they can get their heads around that Trump plays a key role in a coordinated effort to defeat a centuries-old death cult that has been running DC, Hollywood, the Vatican, the media, and damn near everything else right in front of our very eyes, using deception and lies to condition the population lest we all discover their depopulation and control agenda. And I stand by almost everything I've ever claimed about Q and devolution besides specific dates. Don't lose the forest for the date trees, Base Campers. Q was and is a military psyop to get information to the people and sidestep the mainstream media, who won't report on anything. Not Epstein, not Clinton Foundation, not the graft and corruption, not child trafficking, unless Anons, those that take the Q drops and investigate and report, dispense it far and wide first. The whole operation is responsible for much of what is currently being revealed and what is will be revealed in the coming months. Think about that. The Q drops were calling accurately all of the things that are arriving in the media now, years later. How? Military information? For sure. But how did they get all the strange synchronicities right? The timestamps and the deltas? Did they use advanced AI to create the messaging? Maybe. Was there galactic assistance? Maybe, again. There have been countless nods and acknowledgments of Q by none other than President Trump. President 45-47, meaning he's been president the whole time. I am constantly sent stuff from the community about this very topic, and I was smiling at a recent President Trump post on Truth. It's a graphic of President Trump in front of an American flag with the words, "We are taking back our great country," and on the president's lapel, stitching that says Q+. I'm sure it's nothing. Could we be witnessing the dismantling of the U.S. corporation, which is not American at all? The U.S. corporation is a foreign-owned corporation, which views you as property. Were you aware of that? It's worth a deep dive, I promise you. You may be a person who is loyal to the U.S. corporation, which is the equivalent to saying that you're loyal to the CIA, or loyal to Mossad, or loyal to George Soros. All lead to the same conclusion and all work against the American Republic and we the people. Like it or not, President Trump, God bless him, is our general and our point man, our fearless leader and our wrecking ball. My apologies to my guest who had a really great health story and testimonial of finding Christ. This is not a topic I take lightly, but my interviews are always 30 to 60 minutes long, with 45 minutes being the baseline, and our interview was almost 3 hours long. I listened for the best hour I could find, and this is what made the cut. For the whole interview, go to Jordan's show on Rumble, and you will see the Base Camp for Men logo a few episodes back. You can enjoy both of those episodes. Today's episode is brought to you by Stand Up Now Apparel. Stand Up Now has amazing designs centered on God, family, freedom, and patriotism. They use only the softest cotton in their designs and have gear for the whole family. There's something for everyone, Base Campers. I know you're going to love their products. Go support them at www.standupnowapparel.com and use the code BASECAMP to receive a 10% discount and free shipping. And now, on to our interview. My guest today is Jordan Clark. Jordan is a writer and content creator, a podcaster, and a Christian with some really interesting takes on all sorts of topics that we follow here on Base Camp. Here is my interview with Jordan Clark. All right, I am here with Jordan Clark, podcaster, health expert, patriot, and truther, Christian Jordan Clark. Jordan, welcome to Base Camp for Men. It is great to have you on the show.
Tony, I appreciate you having me, man. I'm excited for this. It's been a long time coming, right?
It has been. You know, I follow you on Instagram, and you're one of the really gutsy people that I see there that is posting truth about everything that's going on, the narrative war that we're facing. I know that you've been, your sleeves were rolled up on the Q drops.
Honestly, Q gave me so much hope. You know, watching X-22 report, literally every night I watched Dave on the X-22 report. Yeah. And he, you know, those amazing guys have linked what's going on and linked them to critical, you know, events to where obviously the comms are coming from outside on the news, comms from the military, comms from Trump, whoever is, you know, calming from the Q operation. And, you know, Dave and different podcasters at the time were, you know, fantastic with connecting those comms and showing it on their shows every night. So I would get home and in a dark world, I would have so much hope. Yeah. And I still do. Because you see that, oh, wow, okay, there's not just coincidences. And that's one thing I talk a lot about right now is the different comms we're getting right now that are just almost undeniable. The way they're being shown through social media, X, whatever, coming from Dan Scavino, you know, Trump, Q+, just so many different things that are coming out. And you go back to the Q board and these posts that were put out in 2017, 18, 2020, it's like, holy cow.
Yeah. All the deltas and the timestamps, it starts to become like impossible for it to be a coincidence. You know what I mean? It's just like, there's no way.
We knew at some point, like you said, it will be undeniable. In fact, I think one of them today is that on the deltas. But so I just, what's absolutely nuts is, remember, future proofs past. And Tony, it's crazy to look right now and just think back to 2016. Think back to 2020. Look how much we've all endured.
Yep.
And look how much has been exposed that has never been exposed. And I'm 36. Going back, whatever, like the amount of insanity, the amount of corruption, the amount of demonic stuff. I mean, it is obvious that our country and the world was overthrown by a spiritual demonic cabal. Yeah. And that infiltrated itself into every aspect of the world, from our food to government, you name it. Mm-hmm. And that's what this Q operation is about. It has been about the first term, as Trump has said and verified. He just said the other day, it's been three terms. 45-47 is an operation.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was chosen by God, by the military, to do what he's doing. If you want my firm opinion, I believe this Q operation has been going on for over 60, 70 years, and I think we're born into it. Mm-hmm. And I think that, unfortunately, some people like Reagan and JFK, people like that, were taken out. And as the internet came along and as, you know, security came along, they had this one, like Q says, we got one shot. It had to be done this way. And it's obvious that Trump is not just another president. This is not another four-year election. The first term was to, in my firm belief, get the military and everything together, as in like the framework, mm-hmm. and kind of get all the setup done. The second term was to operate. So while people saw this fake residency, this fake presidency, saw the fake everything and the corruption of what the people intended to do, the military operation and Trump were working behind the scenes. And what I firmly believe in taking all these people out, I believe the insurrection was in 2020 when they did all the election fraud, you know, overthrew the government with the election. And then the actual, I think that's when the insurrection vote act, the insurrection act was invoked, mm-hmm. was in 2020. You know, we hear about it now, but I firmly believe everything you're watching right now, this is the movie. So, and there's a lot of ways to back that up, because the audits and these things that your footage you're seeing on your TVs and you're seeing, it takes so long just to do one audit. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people knew how long it took just to do these audits, there's no way it could just be, oh, this week we got this audit, next week this audit. And, you know, you're seeing all the stuff with Diddy and all this stuff come out. And I believe the second term where Trump says, you know, well, unfortunately that wasn't how I wanted it to go, but that was my second term. 2020, 2024, that was when, while we were watching everything happened with the pandemic. Everything happened with, because you remember, like, think about it from the other side. The White House was under the National Guard. Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that.
So when people see it from that side, yeah, we thought that the military was coming in and the fake news told us it was to protect, you know, the resident, Biden and them. Well, just remember, as the cue board says, we've been in full control since 2017.
Yeah.
And, you know, remember the capitulation tour where Trump went around to Saudi Arabia.
Very well. The queen, you know, remember him walking in front of the queen? Nobody does that, right? It was a total capitulation. Japan, Saudi Arabia. Yeah, very famously.
Yeah, look, that's what I mean. So I tell people this, that Q doesn't say we're watching a movie for no reason, a scripted movie to be exact. And I firmly believe right now, yeah, there's probably some still events out there, but this is all footage just coming out because it's always at the right time right now. Everything's just dropping out. Like, you almost can predict what's coming next. Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time before we see the, I'm tired of hearing people talk about arrest.
I know. I'm just going to bring that up because I think that's one of the things that I see frustration with Anons is, and some of them are blackpilling people. They're not really trying to awaken people because they've turned and changed their tune quite drastically about, hey, how come? And I also was like, I really thought we would see more, you know, we'd be seeing stuff hitting the fan, particularly around Epstein and the black sexual blackmail, Mossad, all that stuff, because Cash has been in the FBI. Pam Bondi's got, I mean, Trump has assigned really good people to spearhead what was needed. I think the first time around, he didn't really have good inner circle people compared to now. But also there's people that are like, hey, it's been 100 days. How come there's not? I'm like, I think you got to, there's so much we don't know.
About well, not only that, going, about, you know, Tony, think about this. Think about, okay. Like I tell everyone in my lives, if Epstein got arrested or whatever happened tomorrow for Epstein, if people saw arrest, what does that do? Besides we go out for a day and celebrate, tell people how you were so right. And, you know, everyone else was wrong and you knew the whole time. And then you're back to the matrix and you're going to work and nothing happens. So what I tell people is stop asking, when are you going to see arrest? Start asking, when will you see the footage? Mm-hmm. Because they're done. Mm-hmm. Like Gitmo, max cap.
Yeah.
Alcatraz is now coming out. We talked about that forever. Now it's coming out. Alcatraz being redone. Come on. Like someone needs to go out there and look at it. I guarantee you it's redone. Like this is the stuff that it's frustrating because if people understood the magnitude of Epstein, one, it will reveal and bring down the entire house, the government, all of Congress almost.
Yep.
Okay. So that means you're exposing people with power. And two, there are still a lot of people in this pedophilia sick cabal, obviously a ton of pedophiles. And if anything comes out that, let's say we have a ton of children still missing or being used, which there are, by these pedophiles and these rings, and a pedophile ring sees something about it and says, oh, they're onto us. They're onto us. What do people normally do with evidence when people are onto them? Do they say, hey, you're good to go, little girl, go home, go home to your mommy and rat us out?
Yeah.
No, they kill them.
Yeah.
And the last thing, like literally the FBI just said, Dan said, and everyone else just said the other day is our concern is about saving the children and protecting the children who are still in harm's way.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can't just leak out information. It has to be given at the right time. The operations that are going on have to be done at the right time. And seriously, like who really, what I'm concerned about is how the hell did we get enslaved for over 100 years to a Federal Reserve cabal system that just completely blinded us and made us slaves to their taxation. And Trump's trying to give a history lesson, a civics lesson to say, hey, hold up, listen, hey, hold up. Like, go back to like 1871. We have no value to our money. We have no nothing.
No, I know.
And we all just go to work like it's no big deal. We need everyone to stop because we need to acknowledge this so it never happens again. And two, we the people in the Constitution make the change. The government doesn't control the people control the government. So Trump is trying to say, hey, y'all have the power. Y'all need, we have to wake up at the same time. And that way we can destroy this system. And in the meantime, as Trump is doing, he's like, okay, I'm going to implement things that are going to be amazing with executive orders. You know, hopefully soon the ERS will replace the IRS. And you just, you see all these things like drip, drip, drip.
Yep.
It, you have to have hope, man, because
I know
there is no more living under the maritime admiralty law.
Well, and yeah, you brought something up there that's really good in that the Act of 1871, I did an episode about this because I think Q points to this. I think that the reason Donald Trump is so feared and hated by the globalists is because of this very thing that they did a bait and switch in the Act of 1871 and said, we're going to create a corporation called the United States of America in all caps. We're going to subtly change the Constitution. And furthermore, rather, like, I looked this up in my own family history. My mother, they give you a certificate of live birth when you're born that you send in, and they send you back your birth certificate with your name in all capital letters. That is your registration in the corporation of the United States.
Your straw man.
Yeah, exactly. Your straw man. And that is, that's what runs everything. That's DC, which is not part of the Republic. That's the Vatican.
See that?
That's yes, exactly. You and I have been down the same rabbit hole. And without that piece of information, people can be like, you know, Trump's evil. Trump is fighting for we the people and the restoration of the Republic. And the reason people are freaking out is because they are plugged into the matrix of the corporation, and they are being, their life force is being sucked on via taxation and inflation. And they can't, they're actually useful idiots in that they're fighting for their own enslavement, almost like a Stockholm syndrome. Meanwhile, Trump is taking a deal. Trump and Q and the white hats are taking a flamethrower to the whole corrupt corporation. And well, I say, bring the damn thing in. Huh?
I mean, I don't know how people can't connect the dots. Let's just go back. I could watch my lives from March till now. And I mean, you got the Pope, he's been gone, but now that's been announced. You got, you know, Klaus Schwab completely gone. The World Economic Forum's fallen apart. The United Nations has fallen apart. We have finally the fake war in Ukraine that was never a war. Yeah. That was a continuity of government where President Putin was working along with President Trump. And
we pulled out of the WHO. Like, that's another piece. Right. So we're like, no, we're not doing that. You know, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just, if people don't realize, they actually think there's a war in Ukraine. It wasn't a war. It was Putin and Trump taking out the bio labs and all the money laundering locations that these elites
trafficking.
Hey, Tony, what happened to Hunter? Where's Hunter?
I don't know. Yeah, like that's
guys, do you see the movie? It's literally at this point, I say that it's because I hope it gives hope that this movie has been going on for so long and it's coming to an end. And you look at the fun that Trump's having.
Yeah.
You look at Trump's cabinet. Let me ask you this. What makes a good movie? Like the Q board says, good actors.
Exactly.
Aren't they all good looking?
Yes, they are. They're good actors, casting. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Central casting. Right. So, and then look, for example, like the videos of deported aliens recently, like MS-13. I'm sorry, but when you have deportations of people going back to like El Salvador, you don't have 55 cameras set up in a movie like set. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they're amazing. It's amazing footage of literally the worst criminals going back to El Salvador. Trust me, you don't put people at risk like that to shoot the footage of, you know, like having their head shaved and stuff like right up close.
Yeah.
It's all about the Great Awakening. And I hope people see that. Now, the last thing I wanted to say in regards to what you just said in people not understanding, here's what I've really sat back and noticed. Again, I'm single. I don't have kids. This is my passion. And unfortunately, as you listen to my story, I've had to live on social media to make a living with my supplements. And I get to see every aspect and avenue of every platform. So I've been on TikTok. I've been on, you know, MySpace. Go back, you know, Facebook, Instagram. There's one thing I noticed, man, is there's the fear mongering, and then there's the people that are pushing the end times. And it's normally on Instagram, Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's here's the problem is we get the people saying, you better find Jesus. You better find Jesus. Read your Bible. Get your Bible. I'm completely all about that to an extent.
Yep.
As in, like, I'm not about how, you know, like King James, who he was as a person, but that's a whole nother rabbit hole. You know, I want people to find Jesus, but finding Jesus is a personal relationship. It's not religion. It's not any of that. It's a personal relationship. And it's not something you need to fear. But also those people, when I ask them, hey, I'm all about you pushing people to read the Bible. In fact, again, Tony, you don't know me, but I finally read the whole New Testament just at the end of last year in a month with a friend, and then read some of the Old Testament, couldn't really understand it. And God led me to the Ethiopian Bible, where I really started digging into, you know, the book of Enoch 1, 2, and 3, the book of Jubilees, which we are in a Jubilee year this year, 2025 is a Jubilee, restoration of the, of God's earth. And, this is the stuff I was led to and read with my own eyes in my time, not listening to other people. And then, you know, like I showed you, Meet Your Straw Man and get, you know, these books by David Robinson about the history of our country. But the problem I notice is you have these people on Instagram and they're good people and Facebook pushing, you know, hey, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming, you know, revelation, brain, whatever, chip in the brain, all this stuff from Elon, which is what happened to Elon. He's been gone too. But I asked them, do you know anything about the Q operation? Oh, that's demonic. That's demonic. No, no, it's really not. Actually, it's biblical. It's mentioned that exact words, I think, over 6 times. And God bless is mentioned over 120 times in the entire Q board. So the problem is they don't, none of them have information about what's actually going on behind the scenes. Right. And if it was really happening, we'd know. No, it's called a military operation. Yep. You don't talk about it.
Exactly.
And then the other thing is then you have the people that only know the Q board, but maybe not as much about God. And what's awesome is I noticed those people, the Q board brought me closer to God in a way, like, of course, many other things, but I would pray more. I'd be like, this is incredible. Like, God, reveal yourself to me. Like, this is okay. This is wow. Whoever, only God could write up this operation that we've been going through. Only God could do it with the right men and the right women out there. So that's the thing I have the hardest I deal with is those people that know the Bible so well, but don't have a clue. They think revelation's happening right now. And we are so far from revelation right now. Like that's a whole nother broadcast. Yeah.
It's a great point. You know, and it's also humbling because we all have incomplete pictures. I mean, I'm like you, I've been down rabbit holes. All for my benefit of understanding what the heck's going on. What is this thing that we're living in? Because what I was told as a child and a young person and the newspapers I read, nothing pointed to the underlying power dynamics that were revealed over time in truth tellers, whistleblowers, and then the Q drops showed a picture of something that is crystal clear. Becomes clear the more that you meditate on it, the more that you read about it. You know, one of my pet peeves, I really hate it. I'm such a pro-humanity person. I hate it when people say with kind of this cynicism and resignation, like, oh, people suck. What can you expect from people? People are just self-serving. You shouldn't expect much from people. Look at the earth. We're just ruining everything. And I always push back on that a bit because my take on it from everything that I know and all the things that you and I have been talking about is that the systems that are doing a lot of the damage and all the war making and stuff, there are systems, the money, for instance, wasn't created by us. It was created by something else, our enemies, for us to live under as slaves, as straw men and women, but also most of the systems that we live under were not created by humans, by
Tony,
people that are, yeah, you got to, no, I hear an echo.
No, Tony, no, absolutely not. Like, have you read the book of Enoch?
I probably read part of it.
I highly encourage you, and anyone listening, Enoch is mentioned in the Bible, the canonized Bible, 4 times by Jesus. And the Book of Enoch will absolutely blow minds when you want to kind of understand how our calendar was manipulated and the fallen angels, the Nephilim, the giants who came down and mated with the women. And, you know, obviously God flooded the earth to eliminate the giants, but DNA, if you remember the last Q drop was protect your DNA. There's a war for your DNA. And, again, I'm not referring to, I mean, in a way, yeah, we are dealing with DNA bloodlines and demonic people. And it's not a joke. It's a spiritual war. And look at what they've done to change your DNA. Look at what they've done to change and prevent us from connecting to God. And people don't realize that you're born with a pineal gland. It's not some kind of crazy conspiracy. Your pineal gland is, you know, your subconscious and your imagination and also how you connect to God. And if people actually looked at how the Vatican, did you know the Vatican has the largest pine cone outside of it?
I heard that before.
I can show you. Yeah. So if you actually go through, that's what we talk about. So the Vatican, the pine cone used to be from the Egyptians. If you look all over Egyptian artifact, the pine cone, they would hold it and they would face it towards whoever. And this would say, you know, give you power and memory and stuff. And the pine cone outside the Vatican is a symbol of how they've controlled our minds in religion. And now with RFK coming in and saying, hey, I'm going to, right before he was brought in, he said, I'm going to decalcify your pineal gland, whether you like it or not. People don't realize that, you remember in school, like back in the day, they would always say, oh, you guys, we use 10% of our brain. And everyone would be like, oh, amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. And I'd be like, well, what about the other 90%? Well, that's what they didn't want you to know. Because the fluoride, the chemicals, all the different dyes, all the different poisons, everything in the air, the earth, it's all prevented to intended to calcify the pineal gland to keep you from truly connecting to the source at a high vibrate, you know, a high frequency.
Do you address in your health and supplements that very thing? Because I know there's particular supplements that maybe people would take to help decalcify. Because some people have just brushed their teeth with fluoride toothpaste and drinking the water without filtration. So you probably have, you know, and it's not a stretch. They did studies on fluoride and said, you know, when people ingest water with fluoride, they lose 8 points on their IQ test. Now, 8 points might not sound like a lot, but the principle of dumbing you down is the whole point, right? Like,
No. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. If you guys go on X and just kind of search that stuff. But obviously, you know, taking out the fluoride and doing what you just said with your water and eliminating toothpaste, stuff like that. Methylene blue. I've been taking methylene blue. That one's kind of good for cognitive health as well. The glutathione. I don't want to get too much into this, but if you guys go to my, if you guys are listening, you go to my website, which is on my, it's on my, my bio on Instagram. It's on my bio on Facebook. It's on my bio on X. It's thebeacons.ai/JClark. But I have literally at the bottom a health section. I have everything on there for recommendations, the Q board. I have everything on there. Like, how do you understand Q, all the documentaries, Tony? I have everything. Yeah, like,
that's great. For people. Why don't you tell people where they can find that? And also, where can they, is everything in one website? How do you want people to click on you and find your work, follow you, follow your show and stuff like that?
Yeah. So that, if you, I don't know if you're going to just put it in the description, but it's literally it's beacons.ai/JClark. So that's okay. The website. Yeah. I'll actually text it to you right now.
Beautiful.
That way you can put it in for everybody. But yeah, so when you guys go to that, I spend a lot of time and, guys, I'm telling you, like, there's a lot of scammers out there. Please, if you're going to add me on social media, only click on the accounts on my website, because that's all I have. There's a lot of fake accounts stealing money. I will never, ever DM you for crypto or tell you to give me your information for some QFS. Yeah. It's very sad, Tony, how many people are hitting me up saying they lost money. So.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for coming on Basecamp for Men. I love this conversation. I loved your testimony and your story. I just love that all the different things we touched on, Q, the straw man. I mean, there's not that many people out there that have been down the rabbit holes that you have and can kind of create the pattern in people's minds. So thanks so much for coming on and sharing your insight and your wisdom with all of our listeners today.
Yeah, Tony, I just want to say one last thing. I appreciate you very much. And remember, at the end of this thing, man, it's I don't know everything. And none of us do. That's the best thing about it. And we need, instead of saying, oh, well, I don't agree with that, I don't agree with this. And, you know, it's about, okay, well, maybe let me get to know that person. Let me ask questions. And if you don't agree, try to unite through disagreeing. We're not here at this point. You're not going to change anyone. At this point, it's about planting seeds and praying and keeping that relationship together. Because as they say, find yourself a conspiracy theorist friend because you're going to need one. That time's going to come where God's definitely waking us all up at the right time to use us. And I'm super excited for what's about to come with these, I guess you could say next 4 years. It's only been a little over 100 days, but who knows what's going to happen, right?
Yeah. Well, and he, Trump said, Jordan, that he wanted to celebrate the 250th birthday of the mm-hmm. United States starting Memorial Day this year, all the way through till
July
4th of 2026. So that to me, just my instinct is like, I think there's some really big things coming because he's not going to throw up a big party unless everybody's like going, okay, things have really shifted, you know?
Well, no, that's a long party.
That is a long party. I'm here for it, man.
You know, May 26th is in what, 13, 2 weeks, and then that ends in the 4th of July, which I'm telling you guys, this, I don't see how the rate, how fast they're moving. I don't see how this can be another 4 year presidency. I honestly see,
I know
something's about to change massively with the entire world. And I think if you listen to kind of what I was telling you with regards to, this is the footage phase. This is like everything was done in the second term. And now it's about waking people up. We have that mass awakening event. And what brings people together the most and opens their eyes? Unfortunately, money and currency, but two, children.
Yep.
Once people really see this thing about the children, people unite and they fight back. And then once they have, you know, maybe some Doge dividend checks, everything's good to go.
I love it. I love it. I'm with you, man. I'm on your side. I'm excited. And thanks so much for coming on today, Jordan. Really appreciate your time and just great to talk to you and connect today.
You too, man. Tony, I appreciate it. And let's do it again. Okay.
Sounds good, brother.
All right. God bless. Talk soon.
God bless you. Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. To hear Jordan's incredible story about his near-fatal heart failure and his testimony of what saved his life, both literally and spiritually, go to his portal on his main Instagram account, which is @RealJordanClark, and you will see all his channels and offering. He's a busy man and in mission. Thank you, Base Campers, and we'll see you around the fire next week. If you find value in our show and wish to show us some love, we are now making that very easy to do. You simply go to www.basecampformen.com and click on Donate Support Basecamp. You'll find an easy way to make either monthly donations for as little as $5 a month, or you can donate just once. We love the monthly donation and hope to build this up over the coming months, but any show of support is greatly appreciated, honestly. Thank you for your support and for helping to keep Basecamp as a resource on your hero's journey. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. Men, good luck in all your endeavors and good luck on your hero's journey. This is Tony Rezac, and you're listening to Base Camp for Men.